Today we celebrate the feast of the holy archangels, Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael. It is important to invoke these angelic spirits, the archangels. Their intercession for us is very important, especially that of Saint Michael, the Prince of the Heavenly Host. We need to pray to all of them, but today, especially for the sake of brevity, we'll look at the importance of Saint Michael in the life of the Church. We invoke him especially as a protector of Holy Mother Church. So we'll look today more specifically at the words and at the actions of the Holy Pontiffs, which teach us precisely that, the necessity, the grave necessity, the urgency of invoking Saint Michael for the protection of the Church. It happened once that Father Domenico Pecchinino, he was an Italian priest who worked in Rome. He was a very young priest when Pope Leo XIII was still the Holy Father at the end of the 19th century. Father Domenico Pecchinino relates the following. I do not remember the exact year, he begins. One morning, however, the great Pope, Leo XIII, had celebrated his Mass and, as usual, was attending a Mass of thanksgiving. He said his own Mass, and in thanksgiving he was hearing another Mass. Suddenly we saw him raise his head and stare at something above the celebrant's head. He was staring motionlessly, without batting an eye. His expression was one of horror and awe, the color and look on his face changing rapidly. Something unusual and grave was happening in him. Finally, as though coming to his senses, he lightly but firmly tapped his hand and rose to his feet. He headed for his private office. His retinue followed anxiously and solicitously, whispering, Holy Father, are you not feeling well? Do you need anything? Pope Leo XIII lived to be 93 years of age. Perhaps his retinue was thinking, well, you know, maybe in his old age, he's suffering from some infirmity. Do you need anything, Holy Father? Nothing, nothing, he answered. About half an hour later, he called for the secretary of the Congregation of Rites. This is the congregation which regulates and used to regulate the liturgy. Now it's known as the Congregation for the Discipline of the Sacraments. Calling the secretary for the Congregation of the Rites, he handed him a sheet of paper and requested that it be printed and sent to all the ordinaries around the world. What was that paper? It was the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. But what did Pope Leo XIII see? Father Domenico Pecchinino does not say this. Someone else does. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Nassalni Rocca, a cardinal who also lived in the time of Pope Leo XIII and who knew him, tells us, fills us in on the details. He wrote in a pastoral letter of his during one Lent, the phrase in this prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel, we say the phrase, protect us from the evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. This phrase, says the cardinal, has a historical explanation that was many times repeated by the private secretary of Pope Leo XIII, Monsignor Rinaldo Angeli. Leo XIII truly saw, in a vision, demonic spirits who were congregating on the Eternal City, on Rome. The prayer that he asked all the church to recite was the fruit of that experience. He himself would recite that prayer with strong, powerful voice. We heard it many a time in the Basilica, in the Vatican Basilica. Leo XIII also personally wrote an exorcism that is included in the Roman ritual. He recommended that bishops and priests read these exorcisms often in their dioceses and parishes. He himself would recite them often throughout the day. Leo XIII truly saw, in a vision, demonic spirits who were congregating on the Eternal City. Not only in a vision, he lived the congregation of demonic spirits upon the Eternal City of Rome, visible and invisible. He lived that time of turmoil in Italy and in Europe when Masonic, godless, anti-clerical, anti-church forces were not only battling the church spiritually, but with arms, threatening the lives of Catholics and even of the popes. Pope Leo XIII saw in a vision the invisible demonic forces which drove the visible human forces against the city of Rome, against church, and the prayer to Saint Michael was fruit of his own experience. We pray Saint Michael the Archangel defend us in battle, especially against the evil spirits who wander about the world for the ruin of souls. and who wage battle especially on the church and on the Pope. It is for that reason, it wasn't just Leo XIII, an isolated pope who had this devotion to St. Michael, and after him, no one else. No, for that reason, even Pope Francis, our very own Pope Francis, consecrated the Vatican State to St. Michael the Archangel on July 5th, 2013. I bet you didn't know that. We're not supposed to know that about the Holy Father. We're not supposed to know that he does these things. The mass media don't want us to know this. Pope Francis consecrated the Vatican State to St. Michael on July 5th, 2013. And in his discourse on the importance of St. Michael, on his victory over the evil one, he concluded with the following words: "In consecrating the Vatican City State to St. Michael the Archangel, I ask him to defend us from the evil one and to banish him." I ask him to defend us from the evil one and to banish him. The Vatican City State consecrated to St. Michael, because as Pope Benedict XVI said in that famous interview of his, the sufferings of the church come precisely from within the church, from the sin existing within the church. The greatest persecution of the church comes not from her enemies without, and there's plenty of persecution from the enemies of the church from without. There's plenty of that. We can't ignore that either. But the greatest suffering, the greatest persecution of the church comes not from her enemies without, who are ruthless, merciless, godless, not from them, but arises from sin within the church. That's why Pope Paul VI, back in 1972, in a homily of his, and these are textual words, in 1972, June 29th, 1972, Pope Paul VI in the Vatican Basilica pronounced these solemn words: "From some fissure, from some little crack, from some fissure, the smoke of Satan has entered into the temple of God. The smoke of Satan has entered into the very temple of God." The Pope goes on, "We believe that something preternatural has come into the world specifically to disturb, to suffocate the fruits of the ecumenical council." He was talking about the Second Vatican Council, which instead of bringing about a new springtime as the Holy Father had wished, had hoped, had prayed, which instead of bringing about a new springtime as it should have, instead of doing that, being manipulated and instrumentalized, plunged the church into a frigid winter, as that same Pope lamented. "Something preternatural has come into the world specifically to disturb, to suffocate the church." That's why we need to defend ourselves against the evil one. We need to invoke St. Michael the Archangel to be defended from the enemies of the church outside the church, the enemies of the church within, the enemies inside the church. The same Pope Paul VI, just months later, in an audience of his dedicated to the evil one, to the existence of Satan, to his hatred for us, and to the necessity of our defense against him, Pope Paul VI says, "What defense, what remedy should we use against the devil's action? We could say everything that defends us from sin. Everything that defends us from sin strengthens us by that very fact against the invisible enemy. Grace is the decisive defense. Innocence takes on the aspect of strength. Everyone recalls how often the apostolic method of teaching used the armor of a soldier as a symbol for the virtues that can make a Christian invulnerable. The Christian must be a militant. He must be vigilant and strong. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Be not overcome by evil, the Pope warns us, echoing the words of the scriptures. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There's a lot of evil out there, a lot of sin out there, unfortunately, even within the church, in disobedience to authority, in doctrinal confusion, in many other ways. Sin is within the church, unfortunately. It's within us as well. We don't have to look far. It's in our own sinfulness. It's in our own shortcomings. And this makes the church suffer. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Everything that defends us from sin strengthens us. The sacraments, prayer, the practice of the virtues, mortification, penance, flight from occasions of sin, devotion to Our Lady, devotion to Saint Michael, the Archangel, the Prince of the Heavenly Host. The Christian in this way must be a militant. He cannot be indifferent. He cannot be passive. He must be vigilant and strong. This is our decisive defense, armor of grace, of hope, of faith, of charity. In this way, we'll contribute to that battle against the evil one, and Saint Michael will be on our side. Saint Michael, the Prince of the Heavenly Host, who aids us in our battles. So let us, to conclude, let us invoke Saint Michael again with this urgency pressing us onwards. Let's invoke him for the protection of ourselves, for the protection of the Church. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And may you, Prince of the Heavenly Army, cast into hell Satan and the other evil spirits who wander about the world for the ruin of souls. O Archangel Saint Michael, defend us in battle so that we may not perish on the terrible day of judgment. Amen. Holy Archangels, Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael, pray for us.